Assalamualaikum, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the fourth year on the topic of Shitas Rashi v'Nisinas Get Al Yedei Kinyan. We saw Neflos B'Tayres Hashem in the previous year. In the first year, we saw Rashi, who says in Daf Chaf Aleph that your man writes a get to his wife, gives it to the puts it in the hand of the Eved. The woman is Kona. The woman is Kona, the Eved, together with the Get, because he writes her a Shtar Matan on the Eved. She's Kona, the Eved, together with the Get. And also on Daf Ayin Zayin, we saw that man gave a Get to his wife, and she was Kona Karka, the land where the Get was. So we saw that, according to Rashi, you don't need to put the Get in her hand. You don't need to put the get in her rishus. It's enough that you're makna her the get. B'darchei kinyanim. What about the ranas? What about benos and biyoda? We asked numerous kashas on Rashi. In the previous two shiurim, we saw big yisodos about kinyan chatzer, that first you have to make the kinyan on the chatzer, and then the kinyan of what is in the chatzer, whereas when it comes to nesina, that can come b'vas achas, as we were married to explain. So now we're going to get to Pshat and Rashi. We're not going to do the whole Simen. This is Simen Mem Vov in the Shari Chaim and Gittin for the sake of brevity. So to explain Rashi, we could say that Lolem Rashi holds Kedas HaRishonim, that you can't just make a Kinyan on a get, that has to be Venos and Biyoda. The get has to either come into her hand, or the husband has to give it to her Shliach, or into her Shus, into her Rishus. Just Rashi holds that in that case, where he gives her the place where the get is sitting, it's not enough that there is a kinyan chotzer. As we asked, why in Daf Ayin Zayin, with the Shchiv Meira writing the get, putting it down, and then her being kona that land, Rashi says that it's midin kinyan agav. Why kinyan agav? Why isn't it just midin kinyan chotzer? Why does Rashi have to come out to agav? And if it's midin kinyan chatzer, if it's midin kinyan agav, then there's no nesina liyada or lirshusa. So pshat is that it's really both. The gerushin, this is the chiddush. This is Reb Chaim's chiddush. The Gerushin Adaf Ein Zayin is Hein Midin Yoda and Hein Midin Chatzera, excuse me, the Hein Midin Kinyan Agav, when he writes her the get, puts it down, and then she makes a Kinyan Chazaka on the Makom. So this is going to be both Midin Kinyan Chatzer and Kinyan Agav. And the Bira Dover is that Rashi holds that a Chatzer like this, where she can't be kone, b'din kinyanim, by a get, it's no good. Because for the din yad, v'nosan b'yada by get, we require two elements. One is nesina liyada, and another is kinyan yad, and that's based on what's mavur earlier in Simen Lamed Aleph. Where Rabbeinu Chaim talks about Zechias Shtar Shichur, where he says that even though the woman doesn't have to be Zocha in the get, she doesn't have to acquire the get in order for the Gerushin to be Chal, it's enough that there's Nesina. And because of that, it could be Bal Korcha, it could be a Ketana, it could be a Get of a Surah Hanah. It doesn't have to be Zechia Beget. Nesin is enough. Nevertheless, we require that the woman should be able to be Zocha Beget if she wants. should be roi lekinyan. And then it's considered nesina. Otherwise, it's not considered nesina. Ayin sham, b'simen lamed aleph, shari chaim and gittin. And therefore, Rashi holds that it has to be given into her chatzer, that's roi liknos esaniyar. And if he gives it to a chatzer, that would be enough for an esina, biyada, but it doesn't have a din kinyan, it's not effective. It's not called nesina, because there's no maisa kinyan through which the woman is ru'uya liknos es haget. It's like saying hareza gitech v'niyar sheli, since the woman cannot acquire the get because of the shiur that the husband leaves it for himself, aniyar sheli, that's not considered nesina. So if he gives it into a chatzah where there can be no din kinyan, that is not going to be effective. And since in an instance where he gives her the place where the get is sitting, this chatzah could not work for a kinyan, because as we explained in the previous shiurim, le'inyan kinyan, the chatzah cannot be kone simultaneously with the get. It only can be first she's kind of the chatzer, and then the get. And here, zachar zeh doesn't work, because the, as we explained in the previous shiur, when the get is munach in the chatzer, before she's kona the chatzer, and then she's kona the chatzer after the get is already munach in the chatzer, that could not be a kinyan chatzer. Because in order to make a kinyan chatzer, there has to be first the kinyan and then the item. That means the item has to come in afterwards. There has to be a knisa lechatzer, as we explain. So it has to be roi lekinyan chatzer. And therefore, since this isn't roi lekinyan chatzer, Rashi had to explain that it's midin kinyan agaf. However, the kinyan agaf is also not enough. Because you need that the get should come into her hand. And for that it's enough that it's sitting in the chatzer. So the fact that it's, she can't make a kinyan chatzer, because it has to be roi lekinyan chatzer. And if it's already sitting in the courtyard, in the makom, and then she's kona the makom, that's not a proper kinyan chatzer. So therefore Rashi had to say that it's midin agav. However, it also has to be in her chatzer. That accomplishes for us the fact that it's now in her hand. So the agav accomplishes that she can make the kinyan at all, and the chatzer accomplishes that it's in her hand. So Rashi had to say on Ayin Zayin that it's midin agav. Because, again, as Rabbeinu explained in Siman Lamed Aleph, it has to be roi. Even if there's not an actual kinyan chatzer, it has to be roi lekinyan chatzer. And this get is not roi lekinyan chatzer, because it was already in the Rishus before she made the kinyan on the makom. And as we explained at length, that cannot be done. But you do need the chatzer aspect insofar as that it has to be in her property, in her hand. That's the biyada, that it's in her Rishus. So for the etzem kinyan, you need the agav, and for it being in her Rishus, you need the chatzer. So you need both. That's what we said, that by get you need two things. You need nesina liyada and the kinyan. So for the kinyan you get agav, and for the nesina you have the chatzer. It's in her chatzer. So now, farenfer to all the kashas that we asked in the first shir. We had asked, why does she have to be kona the place where the get actually is? If it's a kinyan agav, let her be kona a different place. and the Teretz is that that works for the Kinyan Agav, but it's not Biyada. So therefore she has to be Kona, that land where the get is sitting. So out to the Agav part, it's cool even if she's Kona any other land, and then she could be Kona Metaltalin in a different place. But it's not Biyada. So therefore she had to be Kona Dafka, that place where the get was sitting. Because we also need the Din Chatzir, that it should come to the Biyada, that it should come to the Yada. We also asked, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Gemara asked the Kasha. That it doesn't work midin chatzer. Why doesn't this Kenyan work? That's Reb Chaim's Kasha. Was it the Gemara asked from Abaye? Michti chatzer meches rabbi miyoda. So this can't be used as a Kenyan chatzer, says the Gemara, because this is a matana, and therefore it can't be Baal Korcha. So when she's calling the Kenyan chatzer, it has to be that you're able to do it Baal Korcha. And this matana that the man is giving the woman can't be Baal Korcha, because a matana is in Baal Korcha. So ask Reb Chaim Soloveitchik that it's pashut that if you give a matnas metaltalin b'chatzeroi and then you write a shtar matana l'chatzer, he's kona the matana midin kinyanim. So you write mitaris yad of gerishin, this chatzer is not going to help because it's not baal korcha, because chatzer is like israbi miyada, and yada by get is bein midai to bein baal korcha, so to chatzer. So you write mitaris get, it won't work. What about Bataris Kinyanim? Since she's kind of this chatzer, the get should be hers also. She should be divorced. And the answer is, that Ein Achinami. Chatzer should work B'Tayras Kinyan, but here it can't. Why not? Because if you want it to work B'Tayras Kinyan, then it has to be first she's Kona the Chatzer, and then she's Kona the get. If it's midin gittin, mitaras yad begittins, then it could be b'vas achas. But if it's b'taras chotzer, kinyan chotzer, like a kinyan of other things, first they have to be Kona the chotzer, and then the item. And that can't work b'vas achas, that has to work b'zachar zeh. And here in our case, we're a kasav leget, v'nosna b'yad avdo, and then he writes a shtar matana. So it's all happening at the same time. The matan is already munach b'chatzer, and if the matan is already munach b'chatzer, then she can't make a proper kinyan chatzer here. It's happening b'vas achas, because if it's already munach, like we said, if it's already munach in the chatzer, that cannot be. You can't make a kinyan chatzer that way. That's what we saw from the Shita Mekubetzes. The Chatzar is only Kone when the Chatzar was his before the Mitzir or the item came into the Chatzar. So if you want to be Torah, B'Torah's Kinyan, and B'Torah's Kinyan Chatzar, first you have to own it and then it has to come into your Chatzar. And that's not happening here. We also asked that the Gemara there in Ein Zion says that the Shchiv Merah case is B'Taras Chotzer, because Rav Ilish said to Rav, Masher Kansi Shakansa Baila. So it's Medin Agav, what's the problem? So it's correct that she wasn't Kona the Peiris, because the Baal was Kona the Peiris, but she was Kona the Gufa Chotzer. And Agav HaKnos, a Guf, he can also be Makna her the Get. and that's not considered the peris of the chatzer. That's a separate kinyan. So if it's bedin agav, it's a kasha and Rashi. Rashi said it's agav. But you see, it's chatzer because we're saying mashakansi shakansa baila. The Gemara has that kasha. So the teres is that it's both. And therefore, the Gemara can also ask for the fact that it's kinyan chatzer. You need both. You need the agav aspect for her to make the kinyan. And you need the chatzer aspect in order that it should be nesina liyada. We also asked that an eved can't be a shliach lekabalas haget, but al kinyanim, why can't he be a shliach for the kinyan of the get? A shliach can be an eved can be a shliach for kinyanim. And then we shouldn't require edim v'sheyavitaras kidin v'kiddushin. Because he could be a shliach for kinyanim. And the answer is that if you don't have a din of yada ki yada, it's not effective. You can't just have a kinyan. If it was just a matter of making a kinyan, it would be fine. Then you can use an avid. But in Gittin, we need also that it should come into her hand. In addition to the Kenyan aspect, we need that it should come into her hand. And when an Eved is getting it, it's not coming into her hand. And that also answers another kasha. The Gemara establishes that Nasan Latol Biyad Avda, it's given into the hand of her Eved, he has to be tied up, otherwise the Chatzar Mehaleches. So let the Eved be kona the get for the woman, midin Yad Eved Kiyad Rabo. And the answer is, if it's midin yad evit ki yad rabo, he has to have a yad linyan gerishin. And the evit doesn't have a yad of gerishin. All an evit can be is mitaras chotzer, mitaras shlichus. But to make his own individual kinyan, that he can't do. Because he doesn't have the Torah's Yad Linyan Gerishin. He could be her Chatzer. He could be a Shliach. But not that he should make his own independent Kinyan. Why not? Because he doesn't have a Torah Siyat for Gerishin. The only way it'll work, if he's Yashin V'Kafus, then he's Mamish Her Chatzer. So the moment he's Her Chatzer, then he's Kona on her behalf. But not as an independent person, as a Gadol who's walking around. That's a Chatzer HaMe'alech. As a Chatzer HaMe'alech, it doesn't work. And to make his own kinyan b'tarez gerishin, yado ki yada, yad po ki yad ki yad evit ki yad rabo, doesn't work because he doesn't have a yad l'gerishin. The only way it can work is if he's yashin v'kafus, if he's tied up, he's sleeping, and therefore he's just a chatzer. And memela, she's kona the get through this chatzer. And like we said, it's not just chatzer, it's also midin agav. You need both. Because if it was chatzer, then when he gives the get to the chatzer, he gives the get to the eved, and then he writes her a shtar, so it's kamim bevas achas, and such a kinyan doesn't work. So you only need the chatzer, because the chatzer makes it like it's coming the yada. But for the etzem kinyan, you need the agav. as we explained at length. So that is the Mahalach of the Sugya, Lefi Shtas Rashi. I hope I was accurate in my transmission of this Torah. And we see the Maskanas Hadvarim, that you need both. You need a proper chatzar, so that it should come into her hand. And therefore, chatzar ma'alechas or chatzar lekabal karcha doesn't work. And you also need agav to make the kinyan, that you should be able to be kone, because you have to have both. You have to have both the kinyan aspect, and you also have to have that it is in her yad or in her rishus, and that would resolve all of the kashas. And Baruch Hashem, we were zochah to see neflos mitaras Hashem. And obviously, this is a very big sugya. I was zochah to write a sefer, I believe, in the sefer Nagila v'Nismacha. I wrote a long article on kinyan haget, so I direct you there if you want to read it. I put a lot of kochos into it, and I hope it's good. And we should be zocha lilmodu lelamed lishmar v'las l'kaimis kol divrei salma tarasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.